Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's one of the most shocking things I've ever seen. I'd put it up there with 9/11 in the top five most shocking things I've ever seen in my journalism career. It happened last week, and barely anyone noticed. America's top cop, our highest law enforcement official in the land, Attorney General Merrick Garland, casually admitted he'd been breaking the law. In fact, his agency had for years, but he'd stop, he said. Garland's admission ran in a June 30th Associated Press article headlined, "Microsoft Exec, Targeting of Americans' Records, Routine." In it, Merrick Garland, head of the Department of Justice, the highest-ranking law enforcement agency in the land, admitted his agency had been seizing reporters' records without their permission or knowledge right off the cloud. That is a crime. He admitted that his prosecutors and our intel agencies are routinely spying on reporters just to see what they're up to. You can't legally do that without going to a court of law, presenting evidence of a crime, and getting a court order from a judge. But they had been. Even more astounding and remarkable was why Merrick Garland, our attorney general, was forced to admit this. It was because two executives at Microsoft, its president and its vice president, came before a Democrat committee hearing and asked the Democrats to stop the Department of Justice from forcing them to break the law and gagging them afterward. See, what the Department of Justice, its prosecutors, and other intel agencies had been doing was searches of the cloud, Microsoft's cloud, for private personal information on thousands and thousands of Americans a year. This went all the way back through the Trump administration. Trump didn't order it. Trump had never taken effective control of the Department of Justice. It's a rogue agency. So it had been happening straight through the Trump era and then into the Biden era. They'd simply just been surveilling not only reporters, but also politicians. Every bit of it illegal. And what they were doing is using gag orders. They would order Microsoft executives to produce people's personal and private records, their text, records of their phone calls, you know, their metadata, their emails, any documents that they had, any notes that they took. They were spying on them and then putting two-year gags on the leaders of Microsoft, so they couldn't warn anybody the DOJ was breaking the law. Now, the president of Microsoft flat out said, "We don't mind helping them investigate crimes or terror, but this is not that. This is spying on regular citizens, politicians. And in fact, it's much worse," he said, "than people realize." Who said it? Tim Burt, Microsoft's corporate vice president for customer security and trust. It was at a hearing of the House Judiciary Committee. He told them federal law enforcement, including the DOJ, has been presenting the company with between 2,400 and 3,500 secrecy gag orders a year, about 7 to 10 a day, and asking them to go in and pull the information of people not under investigation for crimes. They just wanted to monitor them. Listen to this quote. This is from the Associated Press article. Quote, "Most shocking, it's just how routine secrecy orders have become when they target Americans' emails, text messages, or other sensitive data stored on the cloud." He says this kind of clandestine surveillance is a major shift from historical norms. How bad is it?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They might be watching you. Here's a paragraph from the article. Burt, the Microsoft executive, said that while the revelation that federal prosecutors had sought data about journalists and political figures was shocking to many Americans, he said the scope of the surveillance is much broader. And he criticized prosecutors for seeking secrecy through boilerplate requests that allow them to get whatever they want. So it appears, folks, Tucker Carlson is not crazy. The media may have painted him as such, but it appears they're all under surveillance, too. So why did the Department of Justice apologize? Because even the Democrats are mad. They never care if the Republicans are. That's probably who they're spying on. Jerry Nadler, hardcore left-wing Democrat leader in the House, said, "We cannot trust the department to police itself." That's why Merrick Garland had to fess up to what they've been doing and to claim, and of course he's lying, that they'll never do it again. Here's the exact shocking and outrageous line. And meanwhile, has said the Justice Department will abandon its practice of seizing reporter records and will formalize that stance soon. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You mean you go put out a formal statement saying you've decided to abandon breaking the law? Notice what Garland didn't say. All he says is he's not going to spy on reporters illegally anymore. Notice how he left politicians and regular people off the list. But Microsoft's president, who also complained, wasn't done. He said, "We're just Microsoft. They're doing this everywhere. Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of it. Anybody who's got a cloud and is a big company, they're going in and getting people's data." Again, which means Tucker Carlson is just the latest victim. And one of the first where the government has used his data to threaten him. Whistleblower called him, and I'm not convinced this isn't a threat, to say, "Oh, hey, yeah, we've been reading your emails. Here's what they say. Oh, and the government's going to release them selectively to destroy your show." That, folks, is the purpose. They are transitioning to total power. The irony, by the way, of this hearing is that it wasn't about Tucker Carlson.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The timing was coincidental. The reason they had it this week is because the two-year gag orders that Microsoft executives have been put under by our so-called Department of Justice had just expired, and they could finally publicly talk about the crimes that the DOJ and our intelligence agencies had forced them to commit. Will this come as a shock to official Washington and the Washington media? Nope. They already know and appear to completely accept it. Heck. What choice do they have? If you've got any dirty laundry at all, they've got it. Take a listen to what Tucker Carlson said about this week. It takes on a whole new meaning after this Democrat Judiciary Committee hearing.
After the show last night, after we announced this, other news organizations acted as if it's totally normal for heavily politicized intel agencies to spy on and threaten journalists they disagree with. It's no big deal. Stop whining. But it is a big deal. It is completely wrong, not to mention illegal.
What does this mean, coupled with the revelations this week that Tucker Carlson was spied on by the NSA and essentially threatened? It means that while we've been sitting around worrying that the First Amendment might one day end, the Fourth Amendment did. Folks, do you realize what the final straw was that led to the Revolutionary War? Yeah, it was representation without taxation, stamp tax, all this kind of stuff, but what really led to it was the brutality of the British boot coming through the door. They would use the idea that you might not have paid these taxes to kick your door in. They would come into your house and take your stuff. They didn't need a warrant. It wasn't required. And in the process, a lot of folks would have their stuff stolen too. The British Army used it for thuggery and for repression. It's exactly what is going on right now, and it's exactly what caused the last revolution. So remember this, not as the week the Fourth Amendment died, it's gone, done, and buried, but as the week you first found out about it. Thanks for listening to today's Battleground America. Please subscribe and share it with friends and family everywhere so they'll know what's really going on in our country.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!